What steps would you favor to address the wide perception that the court has become too political or even dysfunctional?
Well, I think you begin with the campaign finance reforms that I'm advocating here. The Citizens United case by the United States Supreme Court makes it difficult to ban special interest dollars in judicial races because the United States Supreme Court has equated spending with speech, therefore making it protected under the First Amendment, and has limited the definition of the word corruption to essentially mean bribery or quid pro quo, which would be the only permissible grounds for banning campaign contributions. So they've made it hard to ban the contributions. If you can't ban the contributions, but you want to prevent this special interest money from influencing a judicial election, and it makes it so expensive, and I can tell you as a candidate now, I see how good quality people are deterred from running for office, and especially judicial office, because of the big role money plays in these races. If you're going to try and get a control of the influence of special interest dollars, you absolutely at least have to return to the rule that would not permit contributions to be made to a judge's campaign committee where they sit on a pending case. And you have to allow a recusal motion when there is a six-figure, five-figure contribution to a judge who's sitting on a case. One party, the party that didn't make that contribution, has to be able to bring a motion asking the judge to step aside. Otherwise, they are not going to feel that they are treated fairly.
The Supreme Court is an institution that is invaluable to us all. Invaluable. My heart aches a little bit with the choice my opponent has made for his campaign because he attacks the court as an institution. The court as an institution is so much more important than any candidate or any justice that sits on the court right now. And the question was how to heal the perception that the court is dysfunctional. I would heal it by trying to speak positively on behalf of the court, to point out the many good things that my colleagues do, to point out that we are working hard to serve the people of Wisconsin, working hard to get decisions out in a more timely fashion than we had for a while, working hard to carefully monitor the money that the Supreme Court is the steward for monitoring for the whole judicial system. Do you know that I suggested, and the court now has, a Supreme Court Finance Committee for the first time in the history of this state? Our court is doing good work. And to mount a campaign that constantly labels the court as dysfunctional creates further injury to the court. We will all lose if that perception is not repaired. I will work hard to continue to repair it and to serve the public in a positive fashion.